Well, good morning. What a wonderful day it is to be in the house of the Lord, wherever it may be, because you know the whole world belongs to Him. So we are in His house every day. Well, what a blessing to have Heritage Sunday and Memorial Day weekend come on the same day or the same weekend. It is really, really cool, because we are honoring those who had gave their lives for protecting us and giving us our freedoms and keeping us free as a country called the United States of America. And we honor all those who gave up their life to keep us free in this country. But then we got Heritage Sunday, which is a church-related type of thing. And you know, when you join the army of the Lord and you go to war, you're going to probably give up your life to keep the people free. But when you join the Lord's army, you know, you're also putting your life on the line to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So either way, it's a wonderful time to say thank you for all of those brothers and sisters who have went before us, whether it's in the history of the church or history of the United States, we can come together and say, we are truly blessed. But I've been thinking, since we're having Heritage Sunday and Memorial Day weekend, all on the same weekend, basically. So what is the memorial anyhow? Well, it's commemorating, it's commemorative, you know, you give people plaques and all that stuff. It's honorary, and it's a time of memorializing. But what about heritage? You know, we're celebrating Heritage Sunday. Heritage is something that is passed down from preceding generations to a tradition. And that's what we do today as we gather for Heritage Sunday. And hopefully and prayerfully, you can make it to the pond in person by the time that you listen to this message online, and you can certainly come to be a part of it. But I'm thinking about not only Bethel, but thinking about our history as Methodists. You know, really, the term Methodist at Wesley's time, it was derogatory because they were making fun of Charles and John Wesley as they were putting together this thing called another church, although they weren't ready to go for another church. They felt that they were still part of the Church of England, but they kind of kicked them out, and the term Methodist stuck. Well, the Wesley brothers were born into a very large Anglican ministry family in Epworth, England. John entered Christ Church College in Oxford. Charles followed a few years later, and both were adorned, but it could have been adorned too, Anglican priests ordained. And John was chosen to be a fellow at Lincoln College. Oxford and the two brothers, along with George Whitfield and a few colleagues, formed a small club through what they systematically organized in their religious studies, in fasting and prayer and many other things. And hence, they were called Methodists. Well, we do have a method to our madness, so to speak, and it's not a derogatory term. It's a term that we do have a method to our madness as Methodists. But more importantly, we are in harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you may have heard that according to our church history, the earliest record of Bethel Methodist Church, not United Methodist, was in August of 1834, and it was a camp meeting held on the banks of the Bethel Pond. But you know that one of these old-fashioned Methodist camp meetings that we had in this country in the early days, what it might have looked like, I'm stumbling here today, forgive me, I'm just thinking. The Methodist storybook called Endless Line of Splendor, we are told that the camp meeting was as American as Indian corn and sweet potatoes, and it occupied a large place in life on the frontier where religious life of the people were very important. Now, we might not think of it, Tallahassee, as being a frontier, but in 1834, it had just been 10 years since the site of the new territorial capital was chosen in a very near picturesque place called Old Fields of Tallahassee. Well, Methodists were on the scene early with itinerant preachers and the father of Methodism and all that, and before 1825, they were probably the first ever to preach in the city. We have a connection with Trinity Methodist Church downtown because we were right close in that area, and we even have the pulpit in our church that came from the very first Methodist conference in Florida, which was held at Trinity. So, but we have that pulpit that I am so honored to stand behind, as I call it, God's holy desk. So we have a lot of history. We had a lot of things, and we thank God for the people who came before us and people that eventually where the property was sold and other people had it. And then, but we're grateful that Pat and Don Singletary now, who own the property, and the lady before them were able to let us come and celebrate our history at the Bethel Pond. What a joy it is to be around people who love the Lord, who love freedom, or a part of American religious traditions that we have. Because I want to, and I'm not going to sing it. I'll probably try to read it, but this is, we were called Methodists, Singing Methodists. Did you know we were called Singing Methodists because we loved to sing? Did you know also that we were also called Shouting Methodists with our Pentecostal zeal in the early days? Well, we're a little bit more moderate now, but I found an old Methodist song, and it's to the tune of He Leadeth Me. Now, a lot of these old tunes and songs, my sister found me an old hymnal, and in the hymnal there's nothing but words. And the early times, they had two or three tunes that they sang all these songs to. So this is very interesting. Now, if you can picture or have in your mind's ear to the tune of He Leadeth Me. Hear the Methodist song. The world, the devil, and Tom Paine had tried their force, but all in vain. They can't prevail. The reason is the Lord defends Methodists. The Methodists, the Methodists, the Lord defends the Methodists. They can't prevail. The reason is the Lord defends the Methodists. They pray, they sing, they preach the best, and do the devil most molest. If Satan had his vicious ways, he'd kill and damn them all today. The Methodists, the Methodists, the Lord defends the Methodists. They can't prevail. The reason is the Lord defends the Methodists. Well, they are all despised by Satan's train because they shout and preach so plain. I'm bound to march in endless bliss and die a shouting Methodist. To them all today, to them all today, he'd kill and damn them all today. If Satan had his vicious way, he'd kill and damn them all today. But a Methodist, I will die a shouting Methodist, and I am bound to march in endless bliss and die a shouting Methodist. Well, I hope and pray that you found that interesting. We are a praying people. We are a people of God, and we just love to come and share our heritage and tell stories and victories and pray and also challenges that's been in our lives, not only personally, but maybe in the church. So we come together in an attitude of prayer and lift up people that are struggling with things. We like to shout praises, too, when things are going good, because we have to give God the credit for all. The Bible says, all things work together for those who believe and love the Lord God with all their heart and with all their might. So things really, truly do work together. As we look back in history and look back in tradition and look back at challenges that we've had in our own lives and how we were able to overcome them. But, you know, I think the most important thing is not only in this life, but the life to come. As we go through this life, the very best that we can. And then if we trust the Lord Jesus, we have eternal life. No more pain, no more suffering in these physical bodies as we get our new spiritual bodies when we get to heaven. So it's all worth it. And I mentioned earlier about the army. You know, when you join man's army, 6 to 8 weeks, basic training, boom, he kicks us out. We're on our own. But when you join the army of the Lord, you know how long you're in basic training for? Ever. You are always being trained because God wants well-trained saints in heaven to do what it says in that little book of Jude, that the saints will return with him to set up his kingdom here on earth. So we have joy. We have a future in the Lord. Amen. And we're grateful for the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. As we lift up all the prayers and all the things that people are struggling with today and come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them. So let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught to the disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but hear this, church, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Praying you're having a good weekend. Hope you can join us at the pond, or just time of family and friends as we take time to remember those who gave their lives so that we can be free. Free in this world, and free for eternity in the kingdom of heaven. Have a blessed day.